Hey there, brilliant minds. Welcome back to Economic Chill, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy job market. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, sometimes it feels like the office landscape is more treacherous than an ice rink in a blizzard. We've all been there, right? Trying to climb the corporate ladder while dodging landmines of backstabbing whispers and unnecessary drama. It's enough to make you want to grab your resume and jump ship. But hold on a second, because today we're tackling office politics head on. We're going to learn how to navigate these tricky waters with grace, strategy, and maybe even a little bit of humor. Because let's be honest, folks, knowing how to play the game doesn't mean you have to become a ruthless player. You can absolutely thrive in your workplace without resorting to shady tactics or becoming a gossip magnet. So, buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of office politics with ease. First things first, be a chameleon. Now, I don't mean literally changing colors, although that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? What I mean is, learn to adapt your communication style and approach depending on who you're dealing with. Are you chatting with your boss? Maybe dial up the professionalism and focus on clear, concise goals. But when hanging out with your colleagues, let your personality shine through. Second, become a master networker. Building genuine relationships with people across different departments is like gold, folks. Think of it as creating a support system, a team of allies who can offer advice, collaborate on projects, and even champion you for promotions. Remember, networking isn't just about sucking up to the higher-ups. It's about building authentic connections based on mutual respect and shared interests. Third, listen more than you talk. This is a golden rule in any social situation, but it's especially crucial in the office. People love feeling heard, so when someone's sharing their thoughts or concerns, give them your full attention. Ask thoughtful questions, nod along, and demonstrate genuine interest. Trust me, people will appreciate it and remember you as someone who is truly engaged and supportive. Next up, become a master of subtlety. We all know office politics can get messy, but that doesn't mean you have to resort to shady tactics or throwing shade behind people's backs. Instead, focus on subtle strategies like offering constructive feedback, highlighting your colleagues' achievements, and championing their ideas. Lastly, remember, it's not always about winning, it's about playing fair. Sure, we all want to succeed, but that doesn't mean stepping on others to get there. Maintain your integrity, be respectful of everyone, and focus on building a positive and collaborative work environment. Remember, folks, true success comes from building genuine relationships and contributing to something bigger than yourself. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's just landed her dream job at a prestigious marketing firm. She's bright, talented, and ready to rock the world, but then she starts to notice this subtle tension between two senior team members. They seem to be constantly one-upping each other in meetings, whispering behind backs, and even sabotaging each other's projects. Sarah could easily get caught up in this drama, but instead, she chooses a different path. She focuses on building genuine relationships with everyone, offering support where needed, and highlighting the strengths of her colleagues. She steers clear of gossip, avoids taking sides, and focuses on doing her best work. As a result, Sarah not only excels in her role, but she also becomes a respected figure within the company. People trust her, value her input, and appreciate her positive attitude. She navigates the office politics with grace, demonstrating that true success comes from building bridges, not burning them. So, remember folks, mastering office politics isn't about becoming a puppet master or playing mind games. It's about being strategic, authentic, and kind. By focusing on building genuine relationships, communicating effectively, and maintaining your integrity, you can navigate the workplace with confidence and come out on top. Ready to take charge of your career? Share this episode with your friends who are navigating office politics, leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. See you in the next episode of Economic Chill. Keep your head up, stay positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.